This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get back to some of these storylines. Who do you think has the best storyline? So let's start with UConn. Going for their fifth national championship, they would now have three titles under three different coaches in the last 12 years. Jim Calhoun, of course, in 2011, Kevin Ollie in 2014, and Dan Hurley, who has taken some flack and has not been called the best of coaches over the past year. So let's start with that one. Do you think that's a good storyline and one you'd want to root for?
Not really. It speaks to the UConn program. If they were to win a third national title under a third different head coach in that time spent, that's remarkable. It's hard to do under the same head coach, under a legendary head coach. That it speaks well of the program, but I wouldn't say it's exactly, you know, oh, wow, this incredible UConn storyline. So when you're the favorite and it's, oh, you could win your fifth title, it's hard to say this is a great story.
Yeah, and also I think if it's not a program story that's a good one, maybe look at the players, because sometimes you can root for certain players. And I was just looking up Adama Sinogo because he's been absolutely dominant for UConn. I just saw where he's fasting for Ramadan. Did you know this?
Oh, wow.
This is brand new information to me. Like, remember Kyrie Irving did this where he was fasting? I don't know what it was for, but he was fasting. I think Jaylen Brown has done this before. Does this have an impact on, like, what you'd be betting on if this guy is not eating?
Oh, I don't know. That's a very good question. I did not know that.
Me neither.
You could use it as a great, you know, someone during the telecast is going to say, he's been fasting, but tonight he's feasting on the court, something stupid like that. Yeah. I don't know. I would imagine if you are a big-time athlete and a big guy like he is, you require more sustenance than most people. So maybe he'll be fine. Maybe there's other ways he can mitigate that. But, yeah, I would think it has a factor. It has to, right?
Yeah, but apparently he's been doing this. So he has had these big games despite fasting from – dawn to sundown. So I guess he can eat at certain points. Like, obviously I need to do more research on this, but definitely something to look for when handicapping these games, because he's probably one of the most important players on the court when it comes to UConn. So let's look at other storylines. Looking at Miami, this is a good one. They're going for the first ever NCAA title in men's basketball, a team that actually stopped the program in 1971, resumed in 85. Jim Larrañaga, of course, a great story there, took George Mason to the Final Four in 2006 before losing to Florida in the national semifinal. So Jim Larrañaga, a story you can root for here?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely biased here because when I first got to D.C., this is one of the first big stories that I ever covered. And I spent a lot of time at Mason, a lot of time in Fairfax, a lot of time at the games. I spent plenty of time going one-on-one with Jim Larrañaga back in the day, because if you look at the roster back then, like, it's miraculous that George Mason got to the Final Four, and it's nothing, not taking anything away from those guys, but there's no way that those set of guys have the talent that Miami does. Like, it's not even close. So, you know, when you make a run like that, you think, well, how much coaching is involved, how much luck is it? And Jim Larrañaga has proven over the past almost two decades now, he is a hell of a college basketball coach. And I would love for him to get a title. And when he went to Miami, it was surprising. And I thought, I wonder if he's going to have the same success. He has done wonders with that program. It would be so cool for him to cut down the nets. And he has a good shot because that backcourt is no joke.
Oh, for sure. So of the storyline Final Four, I'm going to go with Miami over UConn. We'll see if San Diego State can challenge them. So for the Aztecs, it's their first ever Final Four. Head coach Brian Dutcher took over for Steve Fisher in 2017, and he was the guy that helped recruit Kawhi Leonard to San Diego State as an assistant. And this has been a great story for San Diego State. And also the bigger story of the Mountain West going 0-8 in tournament games before this year. So storyline matchup, Miami or San Diego State?
I'm going to lean Miami, but San Diego State is a great story as well. Because back in the day, and Steve Fisher, who took over, I believe I have this right, took over Michigan like mid-season or right before the tournament and then led them to like the national title. Then he goes to San Diego State and quietly builds them into a great program. So he was the guy that sort of laid the foundation there. And that's why whenever you see an interview with Brian Dutcher, he's always asked about Steve Fisher. And also Brian Dutcher had a 30-2 team. They were 30-2 during the COVID season and didn't get a chance to play in the tournament. So for him to get back now with a team that you could argue isn't as good has been awesome too.
All right, and then finally, the final challenger, FAU, coming out of Conference USA. I'm pretty sure nobody expected them to be there because I know San Diego State is maybe a mid-major, but not in the way that FAU is. So they didn't even play D1 basketball until 1993. So the final challenger, San Diego State, Miami, or FAU? Better storyline.
Oh, I'm still going to go with Miami. Although I will say, I love the story that Dusty May took the Florida Atlantic job and he hadn't seen the facilities. And then he showed up and he was like, oh, I've made a tremendous mistake. And he tried to leave and they convinced him to stay. And he did. And here he is in the Final Four. But that's pretty bad when you realize, oh, I didn't know what I was getting into. But here they are.
Yeah, I'll go with FAU. Just because I think of all these teams, they have the longest odds and they're from the smallest conference. Let's go FAU.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.